This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama will meet tomorrow with members of Congress to start negotiations to avoid the fiscal cliff. Uncertainty over that looming package of tax increases and spending cuts has business leaders on edge. One of them is Scott Davis, the CEO of the shipping giant UPS. He joins me now from Atlanta. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what are you preparing for at UPS when it comes to the possibility of the nation going over the so-called fiscal cliff?
Well, I think, you know, obviously there's a lot of concern that the economy has been limping along since the Great Recession, you know, growing at 1 to 2%, and the fact that we have a self-inflicted crisis in front of us because we haven't made decisions on the debt issue is a big concern. And as everybody has talked about, if we go over the cliff, you know, it's a huge impact to the economy and probably puts us back into a recession.
Are you having meetings, contingency meetings? Do you have whiteboards with all kinds of things that might happen there at UPS?
Well, clearly at UPS, we're always planning for the future. And you know, we move about 6% of the U.S. GDP every day. So if we do have head into a second recession, clearly it's something we have to react to. We have flexibility at UPS where we adjust our workforce based on the number of packages that we're shipping each day. So clearly, you know, based on our customers' activity, we'll adjust our workforce.
So do you think you'd have to lay people off if we went over the cliff?
I think likely if the, you know, CBO is correct and the economy was to get hit by 4%, so go from a plus 2% economy to a minus 2% economy, that would impact our package volume, which would impact jobs.
All right. So let's say that Congress and the White House can come up with a deal. What would you like to see in that deal?
I want to see a balanced solution. I want to see a solution that involves additional revenue going forward and a solution that involves the spending cuts and the entitlement reform that we need to protect our future generations. Not easy to do, but we need a big solution, a $4 or $5 trillion solution.
Now, when you say revenue, would you be okay if taxes went up on the wealthy?
Well, I think taxes are going to have to go up, you know, whether it's through capping deductions or rates. But I think in general, I would certainly encourage corporate tax reform and individual tax reform. The systems we have today are too complicated. They're not competitive. I think we need to change that. But the end result's got to be more revenue coming out of that.
Now, we always hear that big companies are sitting on a lot of cash right now, and as soon as they have some certainty about tax rates, for example, that they're going to go out and spend, and we'll see a big economic boom in this country. Are you one of those companies that's sitting on a lot of cash?
We are sitting a lot of cash. Now, we are in the middle of trying to close an acquisition in Europe, a sizable acquisition, but we're in a good cash position. I think all business leaders, when they have better policy certainty, you really need to understand what are the policies going to be, whether it be tax, spending, trade, energy. You want to know those policies for the next 4 or 5 years, then you're willing to make the bigger investments. And that's what we need. We need certainty of policy.
Scott Davis is CEO of UPS. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Jeremy, great being here.